So the last couple of days we've been talking about this sugya of the Seder of Hanachas Tefillin. The Gemara in Menachas, Shayad goes on first, and Shalrosh comes off first, and the Gemara had suggested two drushes for that. Shayad goes on first. Initially the Gemara said Shayad goes on first because the Torah mentions Shayad before Shalrosh. Then when the Gemara raises, but the Braisa also has a Seder for Chalitza, a Seder for removing them. So the Gemara Menachas had said, well, there's a second Diyuk to be made in the Pasuk, and that is, V'hayu l'to tafos be'enecha. Kalzman she'be'enecha, yushnaim. We touched on, there is some discussion about l'maskana. Do we reject the first drasha and the second one, V'hayu, covers both putting on and taking off? Or do we maintain the first drasha for the din of putting on, second drasha for the din of taking off? Either way, the fact that Shalyad goes on before Shalrosh, Gemara Menachas is clear, based on the psukim of Tefillin itself. It's a local din that's specific to Tefillin. This is the way you put on Tefillin. And Rishonim had raised the question, well, what do you do with the Gemara in Yuma? The sugya Yuma of Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvahs wraps from Lama Gimel and Aleph onto Lama Gimel and Beis, begins with a discussion about the Seder Maracha and the morning routine of a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, and then Rava transitions from the morning routine in the Beis HaMikdash into the morning routine that we have with our Tefillin. And Rava said that too. The Seder of Tefillin is also based on Ein Mavir and Al Mitzvahs. Rashi had understood that means the same din. The fact that you put in Shayad before the Shalrosh, that's based on Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. Avuri Dara Totefta Asar Hechi Avid Midara Totefta. So Rashi said, we saw the Meiri also said it, the Tosfos Rid also said, all those three Rishonim said, this Gemara is taught the same din as the Gemara Menachas. How do you know you put in Shayad before the Shalrosh? And Tosfos had raised the problem, what do you mean? We already have a makor for that. A very good makor, a menachas. It's based on the language. Matter of fact, we even have two makoros. Uksharitam, shayirad before shalrosh, v'hayil tatafos be'enecha. Who needs any ma'avir mitzvahs? A kashna, a big kashna that Tosfos had on Rashi. So we discussed. And so for there is a defense for Rashi, that's a Tosfos Rid. He says, maybe it's a machlokas hasugis. We spoke about the girsa, menachas, rabba versus rava. Maybe it's a machlokas. Rava and Yuma says it's based on the general principle of Ein Mavir and HaMitzvahs. That's, according to Rava, is the reason why Shayad goes on before Shalrosh. While Rabba and the other Amoraim in Menachas, they said, no, we have a makar based on the specific psukim of Tefillin. Okay, so that's one approach. That's the approach of Rashi. But Tosfos is not happy with that. And Tosfos says the way to reconcile the two Gemaras is not to say a machlokas a positive, a machlokas a sugyas, but rather to suggest an alternative explanation of what the Gemara in Yuma is talking about. And that's what we looked at yesterday. Rabbi Tam, both in Tosfos and Yuma and in Tosfos and Menachas, on both sides of the stira, resolves it by saying, well, Rav Haigon already gave us a different shot in the Gemara in Yuma. It had to do, and the Rambam also appears to be called Rav Haigon. It has to do with how you put them in the bag. We got into some fascinating conversation about that yesterday. Right? It's like the Ramah with the Ka'ara Shal Pesach. That has to do with setting yourself up to lichatchila, planning ahead to avoid Ein Mavir Ala Mitzvahs problems down the road. Don't leave your Shalyah on top of your Shalrosh. Don't leave your Shalrosh on top of your Shalyah. You're asking for trouble. Tomorrow morning, you're going to reach your Shalrosh before your Shalyah. Just like the Ramah said, don't put the maror closer to you than the karpas. Adra, put the karpas closest and the maror further out. So that way you're not going to have to reach over. You're going to come to karpas before maror. You don't want to have to reach past the maror to get your karpas. So the same thing. So that's how Tosfos and the Rambam based on Rav Haigon explain the Gemara in Yuma. That's pshat number two. So again, so far there are two ways. A machlokes, what's shot in the Gemara in Yuma. How do you translate the Gemara in Yuma? Rashi said that mysterious line, Avuri Dara Totefta, has to do with put you on the Shariyah before Shavrosh. I mean, Rabbein Tam, Rav Haigon, Rambam said, no, it has to do with putting the Shalyad at the bottom of the bag versus putting the Shalyad at the top of the bag. Okay, then And Mati yesterday had raised a fantastic question about, because we got into a further sub-machlokas, what if you did end up reaching your shalrosh before the shalyad? So that was machlokas Tosin Rama versus Namukhe Yosef. What do you do in my vinyan mitzvahs versus doing the mitzvah in the ideal fashion? And we saw that may relate to the machlokas that the Chayadim talks about Zrizin versus Hidr mitzvah. So if not the same, certainly a similar concept. Should I do Kiddush Levan the first night that I see it, or should I wait until Matzah Shabbos? Should I do it right now, sooner, or wait until Matzah Shabbos? It'll be better. Because in more Mahudra, I'll be wearing my big day Shabbos. Sooner versus better. That's a question I mentioned a couple of days ago. This would bring us into the famous discussion that the Chacham Tzvi and others have about the fellow, sounds like a hypothetical situation, the fellow's in jail. He's been put into some sort of feudal dungeon, and the lord of the manor, or the count, the duke, what have you, he tells this Jew, I'll give you one day furlough for the year. You can go home for a day, and then you're back to prison. So the shaila is, from a halachic perspective, which is the best day to choose? Maybe he should wait until Rosh Hashanah, so he can hear Tekiah Shaifa. Maybe he should wait until Purim, so he can hear Megillah. And he should wait until Chanukah, so he can light Neir Chayim. So many options, right? And the Chacham Tzvi discusses, and later Svarim discusses, and one of the suggestions that the post can make is maybe you should just leave today. Go now. You have the chance to daven tefillah b'tzibur right now. Go now. Don't wait. Yes, it's true. You'll be missing Rosh Shofar and Rosh Hashanah later. You have a chance for right now. So you're not exactly the same, but another variation on the theme of sooner versus better, or sooner versus bigger. You're in the middle of setting up wax candles for Hanukkah, and then someone, while you're already busy setting them up, someone comes with a bottle of olive oil. On the assumption that olive oil is more mehudar than wax candles, should I put aside the candles and instead set up oil? Again, also like a ma'avir and alamitzis type of situation. A ma'avir and alamitzis versus hidur. Another variation on the sooner versus better. And then Matia got us thinking about what would happen according to Muke Yosef, that you actually, if you reached for the shalrosh, you put shalrosh on first. You got to think about how the birkas tefillin work out when you're putting shalrosh first and shalyad second. Okay. I want to do now is look at the third pshat. The third pshat. Rashi, as well as the Me'iri and the Tosfos Rid, said the Gemara Yuma is talking about putting the shalyad before the shalrosh. Rabbeinu Tam, as well as Rahaigo and the Rambam, say no. The Gemara Yuma is talking about how you put the tefillin away. And then Rabbeinu Eliyahu, we've seen him before. We saw him earlier. Machlokas Rabbeinu Eliyahu and Rabbeinu Tam, the Tosfos the bottom of Lamed Hamed Beis, and here he is again. Rabbeinu Eliyahu, and I believe this is Rabbeinu Eliyahu the Baal HaTosfos, who lived in Paris, Rabbeinu mi Paris. Eliyahu Zatzal, he apparently had passed away by the time this Tosfos was written. Mifarej le'inyan mishmush ayri. Third pshat. You know what the Gemara is talking about? It's not talking about how you put it on. It's not talking about how you put it away. It's talking about mishmush. Le'mashmesh means to touch. The chayiv adam le'mashmesh b'tfilin kol shah kavachor mitzitz. A Jew is obligated to touch the tefillin. We'll see that in the Gemara in a moment. So we're saying, there's a chi, you're supposed to be touching your tefillin. Hashtaka amar de'b'shel yad me'mashmesh t'chila. Which one do you touch? Periodically you're touching the tefillin. Do I touch shel yad first or shalrosh first? So the answer is, shel yad first. Why? Because when you're going to reach your shalyad before your shalrosh, meaning as I lift up my hand, if my hands are resting position, so let's say my tefillin in my left hand, so as I raise my right hand, it's going to go past the shalyad on the way to the shalrosh. So first touch your shalyad, then touch the shalrosh. What's this all about with the touching the tefillin? What's this all about with the touching the tefillin? So that's the Gemara on Lamed Vav. The Gemara mentions Mishmush twice in Menachas. Here, the Gemara that we're the very next Gemara, we're in the middle of Lam Vav Amud Aleph. The very next Gemara also talks about Mishmush. The very next Gemara turns to the question of when do you put on tefillin? And the first question is, Bayom, Balaila, how early in the morning can you put on tefillin if I was leaving, trying to catch an early plane? You want to daven before you leave. What's the earliest you can put tefillin on? So the Gemara here says, the Gemara quotes a brisa, Hayamashkim Latseis Laderech. A fellow is leaving very early on a trip, so he might put the tefillin on when it's actually too early to really wear tefillin. If he's worried that if he doesn't wear them, they'll get lost. You put the tefillin on too early, you can't make the bracha, you put them on, but later on, when it begins to get light, so then you'll touch the tefillin, and that will allow you to say a bracha. Interesting. So that's the first application of mishmush. Is alam and vav, am and aleph, that it allows you, if you're not saying the bracha on the act of hanachas tefillin, on kshiras tefillin, then instead, you can say, if they're already wearing them, you can instead say the bracha on the mishmush tefillin, touching the tefillin. That's also like a quasi-action of the mitzvah. Why is that a quasi-action of the mitzvah that allows me to, I could say a bracha on being memashmesh my tefillin, touching my tefillin? So Tosfos suggests maybe it's because of the Gemara in Lamed Vav Amid Beis that Tosfos was quoting. A very fascinating Gemara, that the Gemara says that you're supposed to touch your tefillin on a regular basis. Chayv adin lemashmesh with tefillin kol shah is periodically supposed to touch your tefillin. Why? Kal v'chomer mitzitz. That's what Tosfos quoted. Kal v'chomer mitzitz. You look inside the Gemara in Lamed Vav Amid Beis. What's a kal v'chomer from the tzitz? What's it do with the tzitz? Tzitz is a kohen gadol wears a tzitz. It's made out of gold with tchelas ribbons, tchelas bands to hold it on. There's a forehead plate. It said Kodesh LaHashem. What does the kohen gadol have to do with tefillin? Very fascinating kal v'chomer. The Gemara says, take a look at the bottom line of the Vav Beis. Gemara says, well, matzitz she'em bo alaz kara achas. A tzitz only has one shem Hashem. It says Kodesh LaHashem, emblazoned on the tzitz, hammered into the tzitz. Kodesh LaHashem, Kodesh LeYud Kevav. That's what the Kohen Gadol is wearing. So the tzitz only has one Shem Hashem, and yet Amra Torah V'Ari Al Mitzchot Tamin. The Torah says it has to be on his forehead Tamin. Has to be on his forehead all the time. So the Gemara understood not just that it's physically placed on his forehead, but it means it's on his mind. Same English idiom. Has to be on his mind. Shlo tasiach daita meno. He shouldn't lose focus. The Kohen Gadol has to be continually aware that he's wearing the tzitz. So the Gemara says, if you have to be aware they're wearing the tzitz, you certainly have to be aware they're wearing the tefillin. Why certainly? Kal v'chomer. If you have to be aware of your tzitz, certainly it's tefillin. What's a kal v'chomer? The Gemara says, the tzitz only has one Shem Hashem. Tefillin sheish b'maz karos rabbas. There are so many repetitions of Shem Hashem over the course of the four parshas written in your tefillin. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'Yahavtes Hashem Elokecha, etc., etc. Shem Hashem occurs so many times throughout the parshas. So if you have to have kavana awareness for the tzitz, certainly the tefillin. We'll ponder that kal v'chomer in a moment, but first let's just bring it back to Tosfos. So Tosfos says, and that's what Rabbi Elio says, both in Yuma, in Tosfos in Yuma and Tosfos in Menachos, we just saw the Tosfos in Yuma. He says, when you have this din of mishmush, again on Laman Vavam, and Alav the Gemara mentions mishmush touching the tefillin as something that allows you to say the bracha on the tefillin, if you haven't said the bracha yet. But Laman Vavam Beis is more than just something that you might want to do if you haven't yet said the bracha. It's something that every Jew wearing tefillin is supposed to be doing, and on a regular basis. Chayv adam lamashish b'tefillin b'chal shah. Right? Kal v'chomer mitzit. So how does it now? So Rabbi Elio says, oh, the Gemara in Yuma Laman Gilman Beis is giving me details for how to fulfill the Gemara in Menachos Laman Vavam Beis. It's a chi of mishmash. How do you do it? The way you do it, is shayad first, shalrosh second. That's what he says here as well. Rabbi Yom Mefarish, essentially the same thing in Tosfos and Menachos. The same in the next Amud, Chayv Lamashvish Tefillin B'chol Shah, Kal V'chomer Mitzitz. Now you know, any Ma'avir on Mitzvahs would call for you to touch the shayad before Michelle Rosh. Okay. But on the topic of Mishmush, let's understand this a little more. two key points. Number one, that Kal Vachomer Mitzitz is really remarkable. Because let's just try to picture this for a moment. You and I, we're in Tefillin on a regular Tuesday morning. Right? In a shul in Beechwood. In a shul in Reykjavik. No, wherever. Somewhere. Shul in Toledo. A Jew is wearing Tefillin. Right. That's frame one. Frame two. Imagine Beis HaMikdash. Kohen Gadol, wearing it sits. Who should be more focused? Without the Gemara, we would have said, Kohen Gadol, Beis HaMikdash, the tzitz is one tzitz in the world. You would think that tzitz calls for more focus than tefillin. But the Gemara says it's not true. There's definitely more sentimental value to the tzitz than there is to the tefillin. But the amount of focus you imagine that Kohen Gadol ought to have on his tzitz, the Gemara says, you and I need to have much more focus, all the more so we need to have focus on our tefillin. And that's really remarkable. Right? We take our tefillin for granted. Because, you know, put them on every day. If we had the chance, if what we would give to be a fly on the wall, to watch a Kohen Gadol do anything, to be in the Beis HaMikdash. And yet, the degree of the concern about avoiding Hesach Hadas for the Kohen Gadol, it's greater for us. So if the Kohen Gadol has to maintain focus on his tefillin, all the more so that Kohen Gadol has to maintain focus on his tzitz, all the more so that every Jew needs to maintain focus on his tefillin. And part of what you do, the Gemara says again, the mishmash, touching your tefillin periodically, will help you to maintain focus on your tefillin. So that's why in the Siddur, they say that some have the minig to touch the tefillin by Paseh Chesedechem as Bilech HaRatzon, and many have the practice to touch the tefillin when you mention them in Kriyashma. Those are examples of mishmash, but it doesn't have to be limited to that. Again, not to be neurotic about it, but periodically, wearing tefillin, periodically you touch the tefillin. You could touch and kiss, and that maintains focus on, you should be actively aware of the fact that you're wearing tefillin. Yoni. And yes, that a footnote I mentioned to some of you yesterday during Seder. There's a similar type of Kal Vachomer, also very fascinating, and perhaps based on this Gemara, the Rambam, the very end of Hilchos Sefer Torah, I think it's the penultimate halacha, the second to last halacha in Hilchos Sefer Torah of the Rambam, Perek Yud Halacha Yud, when he develops the idea that you have to show extraordinary kavod to a Sefer Torah, Chabdo Lahadra Yoser Midai, interesting language, like excessive kavod, it's really over the top kavod for a Sefer Torah. And specifically, as an example, you have to give it a makam miyuchad. You can't just put the Sefer Torah in the break front with the silver, or put the Sefer Torah, you know, on the shelves with other svarim or with works of art. No, Sefer Torah has to have its own unique spot. So the Rambam says, how do I know? How do I know that you have to show the Sefer Torah such covenant specifically? You have to give it a makam yuchad. He says, after all, that's what you need to do for the luchos. Dvarim shebeluchos habris heinen shebechol sefer v'sefer. See, that's what you do for the luchos, that's what you do for every sefer. So Rav Shechter has pointed out to me, it's a remarkable law. And the Rambam says it so nonchalantly. Rav Shechter pointed out to me, it's really remarkable. But it sounds like a Kal Vachomer, or at least a Mamotzinu. Mamotzinu is just an equation, Kal Vachomer is even more so. Well, if that applies to luchos, you have to be mechab the luchos, they have to be in the aron, in the kodesh hakadoshim. So certainly, or at least similarly, you have to, every sefer Torah needs to have an aron of its own. Really? Really? That seems very counterintuitive. The luchos, author's copy, inscribed by the Rebbe Shalom himself. Don't you think you have to show more kavod to that than to a Sefer Torah that some human mortal sofer wrote 20 years ago? The Rambam says no. If luchos require an aron, every Sefer Torah requires an aron. So there clearly is extraordinary, it seems almost demeaning to call it sentimental value. There's clearly extraordinary value to the fact that the luchos were inscribed by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Michtav Elokim. But at the same time, in terms of the kavod and the kedusha, you see from perhaps the Rambam sources this Gemara, Menachas Lam Vav and Beis, the Kal Vachomer from Tzitz to Tefillin, that the Shem Hashem is going to be the driver of kedusha. So if this has more shemos, it has more kedusha. The same way we assume that the Yerushalmi has a machlokus about this, but the Bavli assumes that Tefillin have more kedusha than mezuzah. You can turn a mezuzah into tefillin, but you cannot turn tefillin into mezuzah. Malin bakodesh ve'ein moridim. Tefillin are a higher level of kedusha. We even mentioned yesterday that the shalrosh might have a slightly higher level of kedusha than the shalyad. Why? Because shalyad mezuzah only has two parshas. Tefillin have four, right? And the shalrosh has the shins, a part of Shem Hashem, which the shalyad lacks. So as you see, more Torah and specifically more Shem Hashem translates into more kedusha. So that's one fascinating piece that emerges from this Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav and Beis about Mishmush. Again, Tosis had raised Lamed Vav and Aleph in trying to understand how you make sense of Yuma Lamed Gimel. And the third approach, Yuma Lamed Gimel, is the Gemara Yuma Lamed Gimel. The Eim HaRei Mitzvah is talking about Mishmush. So in thinking more about Mishmush, now when the Kal Vachomer from Tzitz, fascinating. Very fascinating. And again, it may be reflected, it may be the source for the Rambam's Kal Vachomer Mamotzinu, Dvarim Shebeluchos Habriz, Hein Hein Shebechol Sefer V'Sefer, in Hilchos Sefer Torah Perek Yud Halach Yud. I want to show you one more, a second idea that emerges from the Mishmush Gemara, and it's very, very practical. I'd be glad to take questions afterwards. An intensely practical idea. It's relevant to you and I every single time we put on film. Now, this is something you can put into practice as soon as tomorrow morning. And if you have a sitter handy, feel free to grab. As a matter of fact, let's take a 20-second break. So everyone can just get a sitter. Okay, everyone has a sitter. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at the tour. Okay, let's take a look at the tour. A second idea, a very practical idea that emerges from this sugya of mishmush, and one that's you're going to need your sitter now, and it's going to make you want your sitter, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow morning. So let's take a look at the opening. Our journey begins in the opening lines of the tour on Hilchos Tefillin. Hilchos Tzitzis run from Simen Ches to Simen Chaf Dalin, and then Hilchos Tefillin begin in Simen Chaf Hei, the very next Simen. He says, "Achash and Asatif, but Tzitzis Yaneich Tefillin Miad." After you put on the Tzitzis, after you put on your Talith, you should move to put on your Tefillin. Kadesh Yumetsuyin Lo Bashas Kriyashma Tefillin. So that way you'll be wearing the Tefillin when you're in advance of davening. You may be wearing the Tefillin when you say Kriyashma, when you daven Shmona Esrei, based on the Gemara Brachas, I believe he spoke at the beginning of the summer. Brachas Yedal, Tazvav, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Harotz, the Kabel of all Malchus Shemayim Shalema. The fellow wants to have a complete Kabel of Malchus Shemayim. So he mentions five ingredients. The first two are preparatory, Yifanev, Yital Yadav, one uses the bathroom and wash until it's Yadayim. And then the key three elements, mitzvahs that give expression to and drive forward Kabbalas on Malchus Shemayim, Yaniach Tefillin, Yikra Kriyashma, V'yispalel. Okay. So after the tzitzis are on, then you move on to Tefillin and in preparation for Shema and Shema Esrei. So as an aside, you should know the Beis Yosef quotes that, the Torah made the very first din, the very first din that the Torah says by Hilchos Tefillin is that it's Achar Shenasat Tzitzis. It says, Mitoch Tiv Rabbeinu Nira, at the very first din, the Torah is telling us is that there's a preferred Seder HaMitzvos. Tal is first, tefillin second. V'chein kasev b'ni mukha yosef, hilchot tzitzis. Mukha yosef in the back of Menachos. And fascinating, he gives two reasons. Number one, mitzvah tzitzis shekula k'neged kol mitzvahs. Roy Lachtim. Tzitzis is exceptionally significant mitzvah. Maybe it has to do with a particular chashivas of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Or another more global explanation for the Seder, the Od Shehi Tadira Yosef. Tzitzis is a more common, more frequent mitzvah than tefillin. Shenoheges bein b'chol bein b'shabbos v'yom tov. Because tzitzis applies 7 days a week. And tefillin only applies 6 days a week. Or if you want to average it out, I guess like 5 3/4. And it doesn't apply Shabbos, doesn't apply Yom Tov. Machlok is whether tefillin applies in Chol Moed. The Tadir, Vashayno Tadir, Tadir Kodim, that's the mission in the 10th parak of Zvachim. When you have two mitzvahs, you plan to do both. So one of the rules for sequence is do the more frequent mitzvah first. That did not come up in our discussion in Menachos Daf Lamed Vav about Shalyah and Shal Rosh, because Shalyah and Shal Rosh are equally Tadir. They both apply equally frequently. But once you talk about tzitzis versus tefillin, so we have a global rule of Tadir, v'sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodim. That which is Tadir, Taf, Dalet, Yud, Resh, which is more frequent, that comes first. So as you can file that away, another din of kedima of sequencing is tzitzis before tefillin. And I should note that while we had mentioned yesterday machlokes, whether shayad versus sharosh, you know, what do you do b'diavad, and halacha lamaisa, even if you take out the sharosh first, you put it aside and you put on the shayad, we paskin, that takes precedence over emad v'yal mitzvahs, but not by tzitzis. If you're wearing talis and tefillin, and you accidentally take out the tefillin before the talis, then you, the halacha lamaisa, you put on the tefillin first and put on the talis second. That's why when you put everything away, you want to stack your talis back so that the talis is wrapped over the tefillin bag. So when you put your hand in the next morning, you'll reach the talis first. And now, moving on to the next page in the tour, he goes on to talk about here, Sif Hey, Sif Tes, V'yichavein b'hanachasan. He begins to talk about what you should have in mind when you're maniach the tefillin. When you put on tefillin, you have to have a certain idea. Well, we'll talk later about how you put them on and where you put them on, and the arm and so on and so forth. But the first thing he wants to tell you about, or one of the first things he wants to tell you about, is what ideas you should have in mind. He begins to talk about the content of the tefillin, which is interesting because the Torah is a halachic work. It's not a work of machshava. There's plenty of Torah in terms of machshava of tefillin, but you wouldn't expect to find that in the Torah. So the Bach here says, well, the Chavein Ba'anachas, and says, Ayein le'el behilchot tzitzis, simen ches. Take a look at what I wrote earlier, beginning of hilchot tzitzis. Let's do just that. Here, this is, I told you that hilchot tzitzis begins simen ches. So here we are, the first simen from the, we just moved from the first simen hilchot tefillin, simen chavei, to the back to the first simen hilchot tzitzis, simen ches. So here in Simen Ches, Se'if Ches, similar line. V'yechavein v'his'atvo she'tzivanu ha'makam le'is'atev k'dei she'nizko kol mitzvoso la'sosa. When you put on the talis, or if you don't wear a talis, quick show of hands, how many of you fellas? I'm assuming everyone on this call except for me is single. How many of you, raise your hand if you wear talis as a bachur? Anyone have that family practice? Okay. Shloms, Aryeh, yes, no, okay. So we have Zachariah, so where's the talis? Okay, so if you put on a talis, you have this in mind when you put on the talis. If you're not putting on a talis, when you put on your talis katan, and even if you do wear a talis, you can have this in mind as well. When you put on the talis katan, and you're getting dressed in the morning, you should bear in mind that the point, the purpose, the objective of wearing tzitzis, kadeshin is called kamitzvos of la'asosam. In order to remember all the mitzvahs and do them. Where did that come from? A pasuk we say frequently. Wear tzitzis in order to be zocher the mitzvahs, la'asosam. Lema'an. Yes. Exactly. L'man tizkur v'asisam, right? In order to remember and to do. So that's what the Torah is paraphrasing. Now you have to have that in mind. Kedeshin is called Kamisvos of Lasos. Okay, so that's the base of a pasuk. But the Bach here, take a look at the Bach at the top of the page. V'yichaven. He says, Mashi hechriach l'Rabbeinu l'horos d'boy shechaven b'zadfo. Why did the Rabbeinu, meaning the tour, Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Asher, the son of the Rosh, the author of the tour, what forced him, what prompted him to say that you must have this in mind? It's a nice idea to think about the reasons for the mitzvahs, but this is a halachic work. This is not the Sefer Achinuch who's discussing the machshav of the mitzvah. This isn't Ramban al Torah. This is a tour. Here he's discussing halachos. So if he says v'yichavein, you ought to have this in mind. That means that's the halacha. The halacha demands you have it in mind. Now, the Gemara has a discussion elsewhere in Rosh Hashanah and elsewhere about whether mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. In general, am I only owed to say mitzvah have kavana? But that means a more general type of kavana, that I intend to do a mitzvah. That I'm doing this not just for personal reasons, but because for religious reasons, because God wants me to. But this is more specific. Here in Hilchas Tefillin and Hilchas Tzitzis, he's not just saying you should have in mind that you're doing this as a mitzvah. It's pretty obvious when we're in Tefillin and Tzitzis. Hard to miss you're doing it as a mitzvah, right? Unless your talus is, if you're wearing t-shirt tzitzis, maybe it's not as obvious, you would put it on anyways. But that's not what he's talking about. He's not just talking about kavanah l'shem mitzvah. He's talking about kavanah's taima dekra. Have in mind the why, not just that it is a mitzvah, but why, the why of the mitzvah. I have to have in mind that the purpose of tzitzis is to help me remember all the mitzvahs. I have to have in mind where we're tefillin, that the tefillin contain the following ideas. It's a good idea to have it in mind, but who told the Torah that that's the halacha? And why specifically here? He doesn't say by every area of halacha. He said it in three places. Here in Tzitzis, and in Hilchas Tefillin, we just saw it. And in the third place, the Hilchas Sukkah. Tafresh Chaf Hei is the beginning of Hilchas Sukkah. There the Torah actually takes a stand in the Machlokas HaTanaim. Which sukkah did they have? Is it zecher to the Anani HaKavod or zecher to wooden sukkahs that they built? What's this all about? So he says, you know what those three things have in common? There's one word that those three things have in common. Tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah. The word is, and you remember here he said, Kedeshin is called mitzvos of la'asosam. That was, how that phrase begin in Chumash? What was the word that begins that phrase in Chumash? Le. Lema'an, exactly. Lema'an tizkru. So he says, the feed shekasa b'parsha tzitzis, lema'an tizkru. And you're wearing tzitzis in order that you will keep these, remember the mitzvahs and do them. By tefillin, it says, v'hayelachala os al yadcha. This is in Parshas Bo. Lema'an tiyar toz shem b'ficha. So that, Kadosh Baruch Hu told, be in your mouth. So that these ideas will be on your mind. Ki b'yadcha zaka tziach Hashem Mitzrayim. To keep these ideas in your mind. Uvesuka lema'an yehu darosechem. So the Bach comes up with a fascinating chiddush. He says, usually, time of dekra, the reasons for the mitzvahs are valuable. It's an important part of Talmud Torah. It explains to us how the mitzvah impacts us. And certainly a good idea to think about the time of dekra while you do the mitzvah. But not a halachic requirement. Except, says the Bach, when you have the word lema'an. If the Torah says, do X so that you will keep this in mind. Do X, lema'an, you will think Y. The Bach says, I think the Torah holds that becomes part of the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah isn't just where tzitzis. The mitzvah is where tzitzis so that you think about mitzvahs and keep them. Lema'an tizkru. Sit in a sukkah in order that you remember the sukkahs in the midbar. Lema'an yedar seichem. Where tefillin, lema'an tiyatar shem v'ficha. Where tefillin, so that the ideas of tefillin will be on your lips. Yoraki ikra mitzvah kiyuma toluya b'chavanasa. You're only yotze the mitzvah if you had the ideas in mind. She'echavin b'shas kiyuma mitzvah. You have to think about the ideas while doing the mitzvah. Masha'en kein b'shar mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, not the case. Yotze yidei chavasam. Other mitzvahs, the rest of halacha. If you didn't have the ideas by the mitzvah in mind, you're still yotze. Not ideal, but you're still yotze. Kim sha'oseh ha-mitzvah l'shem Hashem. Again, as we said, you have to have in mind that you're doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do it, But you don't have to have in mind the philosophy of the mitzvah. That's fascinating. So we have a Gemara of Mishmosh, Alamavav, and Beis, about having not be Messiah Das, maintain focus on the Tefillin. Well, the idea of Kavanah and Tefillin, according to Bach, is quite a deep idea. And going back to that tour in Simon Chafei, this, according to Bach, is Halacha. You need to have this in mind. The Halacha requires not only that you go, you daily, on a daily basis, perform the physical act of attaching the Tefillin to your arm and your head in the right way, and with the right bracha in advance, and so on and so forth, but that there's a mental part to the mitzvah too. And that's, according to the Bach, we may or may not accept the Bach la halacha, it certainly raises our awareness, is that the having the ideas in mind, certainly according to Bach, is absolutely critical. Even if you don't hold like the Bach that you weren't Yotze Tefillin at all, if you don't have Kavana, but certainly it highlights the significance of having Kavanah in conjunction with the Maisa Mitzvah. So, and if you, as you read through these lines of the Bach, coming back to the tour here in Hilchos Tefillin, in Simon Chafei, these lines might sound familiar. And if not, they might start sounding familiar very soon. And Yitzias Mitzrayim. These four parshas contain Yichud Hashem and Yitzias Mitzrayim. The two, if you want to narrow it down, right? Shema Vayim Shamo is about Hashem Echad, Yichud Shmo. And Kadosh Vayim Kiviyachar is about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Al Hazaroa Keneged Alev, Al Rosh Neged Hamoach. You put them on the arm opposite the heart, put them on your head opposite your brain. Kedei Shenizkor Yitzias Mitzrayim. Adi Nisim Nifal Shasim Manu. We should remember Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Nisim, the attendant Nisim, which are Morim al Yichudo. They demonstrate that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the sole power. And Yishlach Koach v'Amemshal b'Yom v'Taton Lasmim Kirtzono. And he runs the world. He runs the Shemaim. He runs the things down here terrestrially. Those are the core ideas of Tefillin. And then he goes on to say, you put out Shalyad on first, and you say the Bracha, the Dina that we had learned. If this doesn't yet sound familiar, if it does sound familiar, turn to the spot in the Siddur where you found these phrases. If it doesn't yet sound familiar, turn, obviously, to the Seder Hanachas Tefillin near the beginning of the Siddur. And you see the Bracha Laniach Tefillin, that's based on the Gemara we saw in La Lam Vav Amalv. Then you see the Bracha Al Mitzvah Tefillin, which again, that's based on the fact that we pass like Tosfos, at least Ashkenazim pass like Tosfos against Rashi and the Rambam. So we read the Gemara Lavav Malfa saying, you always make both brachas, that's why both brachas appear in your Siddur. What appears before that in your Siddur? Before the first bracha, there's a long paragraph. It starts, L'shem Yichud Kud Shebrichu, so that's that first line is Kabbalistic. That was that Shuvah of Nod Yehuda we discussed the other day, whether or not it's appropriate for mere mortals, uninitiated, non-Kabbalistic Jews, people like you and I, should we be saying L'shem Yichud or not? So let's say we'll follow the Yehuda. We'll skip the first line, the Aramaic L'shem Yichud. Skip the Kabbalistic part. Go to the second line of that paragraph. Hinni mechaven banachas tefillin. L'kayim mitzvahs bori. Says, I intend to fulfill God's commandments. So that's Kavanas L'shem Mitzvah. But then it goes on. That's general mitzvah shrichas kavanah. But then it goes on to talk about the ideas of tefillin. Shet tzivon liyach hayad. Yad keneged alev. Rosh keneged amoach. That's straight from the tour. And he goes on to talk about yichra borei v'achduso and yitzias mitzrayim v'sheisho koach l'mshal b'yom v'sachtonim lasus b'hem kirtzono. So many of those lines are straight out of the tour. That's because, as the Bach points out, the Torah is giving us halachic directive to think about the ideas of tefillin when we're doing the mitzvah of tefillin. So the way we accomplish that is to spend 30 seconds before you start putting in tefillin reviewing those ideas. And the nusach and the siddur has a little bit more than appears in the Torah. I think it may be based on, I forget whether it's the Kuzari or Ben Yonah, has some more lines are also adapted into that nusach in the Siddur. They talk about very beautiful as you continue in that in the paragraph in the Siddur. Hini mechaver, hini muchan. They talk about the significance of shalyad and the shalrosh. The shalyad keneged alev also expresses that you're harnessing your drives, and the shalrosh opposite the brain expresses that you're harnessing your talents, and that you're that's what we said before at the beginning of this siman. According to Gemara with Rabbi Yochanan, the tefillin is part of Kabbalah Samach Shamayim Shalema, complete Kabbalah Samach Shamayim. I'm subordinating myself, surrendering myself to Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm putting my drives and my talents at the service of God. And that's expressed through the Hanachat Tefillin on the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh. So as I said, this is very relevant in Hashkafa, fascinating in Lamdas, and incredibly relevant in Lahalacha, because you can put this into play as of tomorrow morning. And what I would recommend, frankly, is if you have a sitter with translation, say it, read it in English. This is not a nusach that you're mechuyev to say. It's not a tefillah. It's not something that you're reciting. The point of that paragraph, again, if you're a Kabbalist, so maybe the L'shem Yichud is significant to say. I'm not qualified to have an opinion on that. But in terms of the balance of the paragraph, I'm not recommending that you say L'shem Yichud. But I would recommend, from the second line through the end of that paragraph, say it in Hebrew or say it in English or just read it silently, but go through that paragraph. And that's a preparation for Hanachas Tefillin. If you invest 30 seconds, that's a pretty liberal estimate of the amount of time that it will take to say that paragraph with, not to run through, but to say with thought. I think 30 seconds should be adequate. You want to spend more time in Avadagut. But 15, 20, 30 seconds investment of time before you put your tefillin on will pay rich rewards. Number one, according to the Bach, is Taka Chiyuv. The definite impression you get from the tour that you're supposed to do it. The Bach thinks it's so significant that it's Mamash Ma'akev. And clearly, Kavana and tefillin, you see from this Gemara also, Lanvavan Beyuz, the Mishmush. That tefillin, that takes us back to the very beginning of the summer. We spoke about one of the remarkable things about tefillin is it's such like a radical combination of very abstract and very, very concrete. That you're taking ideas, you're taking your beliefs, and you're tying them to your body with like leather straps and leather boxes. Such like a remarkable combination. Tying your beliefs to your body. And here you have it. The Bach says Kavana is absolutely critical. There is a very active, very hands-on, visceral Maisa Mitzvah combined with a whole chapter of ideas that are supposed to go into it. Matter of fact, the language Mishmush itself sort of captures this irony. L'mashmesh is to touch, to be tangible. But you're touching your tefillin in order to get your brain thinking. It's again that same sort of remarkable, almost ironic combination that's characteristic of tefillin. The blend of abstract ideas with very visceral, tangible, it's tying it with knots on your skin, using animal skin. Very, very visceral expression of lofty ideas. So we should make sure we're always careful to do the Maisa Mitzvah, and most of our learning this summer has been about the Maisa Mitzvah, but it's critically important, that's what Mishmush reminds us, that it's critically important to infuse the Maisa Mitzvah with the Kavana Shibo. So these are some of the ideas that flow, again, all coming back. Tosfos had raised Mishmush as the third approach to Yumad Lam Lamagil and Beis. And in digging further into the sugya of Mishmush, Tosas had raised it for Yuma Lamagilam Beis, but in digging further into the sugya of Mishmush, Menachos Lamavavam Beis, number one, we saw a fascinating idea about Kedusha being rooted in Shem Hashem and Torah, even in counterintuitive ways. You can make a Kavachomer from the Tzitz to Tfilin, And you can make a kal v'chomer mamatzinu from luchos, the Rambam said, to Sefer Torah. That was one major idea. And it speaks to the access that we have to Kedusha. Every time we put on tefillin, we're accessing something that's more kadosh, it sounds like, in a certain sense, more deserving of focus than the tzitz. Wow. That really amps up the potential that we have every time we wear tefillin. And then, digging deeper, we saw the idea of kavana and the way in which the Bach draws from the language of the Torah that there are certain mitzvahs tefillin among them where kavanas time of dekra is critical. Not only kavana l'shem mitzvah, which is the global sugya whether mitzvah tzrich is kavana or not, but specific kavanas time of dekra, the kavana for the content, the rationale, the ideas behind the mitzvah, absolutely critical in order to be yotzeh.